Good evening, this is How Much is the Doggy? Coming to you from the below topsecret.com podcast talk forum with a podcast called Dangerous Pursuits. Now, this podcast really came about when I saw the trailer for this new movie coming out. It's called Grizzly Man. It's basically a documentary, a story about a grizzly bear activist called Timothy Treadwell. And tragically, Timothy Treadwell and I think it's his partner, Amy Huguenard, were killed in 2003, October, by grizzly bears while they were living among them in Alaska. Now, Mr. Treadwell can be seen in the trailer basically playing around with bears. I mean, these big, massive killer bears, and he's around chasing after them, going, "Oh, look at the bear. Oh, look at the bear. Look at the bear. Oh, you a big bear." And he's there, and he's generally in the vicinity of these grizzly bears, and even endeavoring to reach out and touch these wild animals and trying to live among them. And tragically, he was killed doing this. And to me, it really is no surprise. I mean, it was even mentioned by one individual in the trailer that I saw that it was this guy with this incredible tash. He said that this Treadwell guy basically got what was coming to him, because, you know, the saying that with familiarity breeds contempt. I mean, you become over familiar with something and you lose the respect for it, and it'll turn around and literally bite you in the ass. Now, going out and doing that, it's something I don't really understand. Now, I do love nature programs, and I do appreciate that there are well-funded scientific research programs that go on to study animals, and I love listening to David Attenborough, and, you know, and here we have today the male lion stalking his prey, and all this wonderful educational documentaries that you can see. But I don't understand, you know, the second tier of these people that go and put themselves in danger. Now, it's something I've seen a lot of since I've come to Japan. How many programs I've seen where people are sent off basically to these places and put themselves in mortal danger with these animals. I've seen them putting them paddling down the Amazon, you know, 6 inches above the waterline in a little canoe, and these crocodiles and anacondas are eyeing them up, going, "Ooh, ooh, a bit tasty there." And I've even seen them sending guys down these holes after their anaconda burrows, basically. There's a big anaconda at the end of it, and your man is saying, "Go down there and pull them out by the tail." And they're going, "No! Why are you doing this? Why are you... Leave them alone! Leave the poor animals alone. Of course they're going to turn around and bite you in the arse if you start bothering them. So why are you doing it?" Now, I've got to say that the Japanese TV shows do look a little bit set up, but it's sort of a thing that's common to all countries around the world, these TV shows. I mean, take that Steve Irwin guy. Everybody knows the crocodile hunter. You know, he's getting really angry now, that guy. Well, he does sort of appear to be a little bit made up as well. I mean, it's just, you know, it's so convenient that he just happens to find the snake that he's looking for under the house. He's like, "Oh, we've got like the 10th most poisonous snake, and it just happens to be under the house, and I found it, and I peel back this thing, and there he's sitting at me, looking at me." Yeah, like you believe it. And then what does he do? Most poisonous snakes in the world. He goes and he picks them up by the tail, and they're trying to bite him. And he's looking at the snake, and it's trying to bite him. I mean, you know, if somebody picked me up by the toes, I'd be fairly annoyed as well, and I'd be trying to bite him as well. Why can't you just let them alone? Leave them alone. They're dangerous animals. Just let them be. Why? I mean, why do people have to do these things? The world is not your petting zoo. These are wild animals. They're dangerous. Why have you got to go bothering them? I remember, it's another Japanese story about a young family, husband, wife, and a couple of kids who go to Kenya, and all that they found left of them was their Jeep and the camera. And when they developed the shots, they had basically the wife and a couple of kids standing, smiling nervously with a pride of lions behind them. And then as the shots went on, the lions were getting closer and closer, and the kids and the wife were getting more nervous and more nervous. And then, you know, no more shots after that, so you can figure out what happened. It's this thing where, you know, you get stuffed teddy bears and stuffed lions and things, and it's, oh, they're so cute, and oh, they're lovely. They're not. They're wild animals. They would eat you if they get half a chance. And I don't understand why people feel the need to go to where these dangerous creatures are. I mean, I come from Ireland. I mean, the most dangerous animal we have in Ireland are cows and sheep. And, you know, it's about as dangerous as it gets. And I come to Japan and they're telling me, oh, watch out for the poisonous snakes in the forests. And I'm there like, you know, oh, I don't like snakes. I mean, it must be an Irish thing because we don't have any snakes in Ireland. We have genetic sort of hatred of anything that doesn't have legs. I don't trust snakes. They don't have legs and they move sort of funny. But anyway, that's a different story. So, my question to you is, why do people feel the need to pursue such dangerous things? And why is my survival instinct so much stronger that I feel I don't need to go anywhere near these things? And if you like, what other dangerous things do people get up to that really annoys you? Well, I look forward to your replies, and I'll be talking to you again. Good night.